New cases of serious underpayment of workers just keep coming to light. The latest involves employees from the high-end Rockpool restaurant chain, which is being accused of cheating workers out of at least $10 million through tampering with timesheets. Unions want business bosses thrown into jail for underpaying workers, but business groups say it's not necessarily criminal, it's often just a matter of falling behind in the paperwork. Here's our business reporter David Taylor.
For unions, it's wage theft. For business groups, it may just be clumsy management. Peter Strong from the Small Business Council warns it shouldn't be a criminal offence.
And let me tell you, you cannot keep an eye on everything. And if the unions want to look after the workers, they should say, let's make it easier for the employers.
Struggling to get on top of paperwork was the reason given by celebrity chef George Columbaris when he was found to have underpaid workers. The former MasterChef judge was fined $200,000 earlier this year as part of his punishment for underpaying staff $7.8 million in wages and super. The government's rethinking whether this is enough of a deterrent. Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter released a discussion paper last month to help set a threshold for criminal sanctions. The ACTU's submission was filed last week. Secretary Sally McManus.
I think what's happened is over the years the government's felt as though they've, you know, been forced to respond to the outrage in the community around this.
The Peak Union is calling for employers to face stiff criminal penalties of up to 5 years in jail or $10 million in fines for deliberately underpaying workers because, Ms McManus says, the problem is getting worse.
I'm now wondering what celebrity chefs are left on the list that haven't.
Peter Strong argues unions are overreacting.
And I keep coming back to Maurice Blackburn. I mean, there's the experts. They claim to be the experts in Australia and they couldn't get it right.
It is true that employers can make mistakes. Of course, any human being can make a mistake. But the thing is, in the case of these big employers that have been uncovered, in the case of 7-Eleven, in the case of Rockpool, in the case of George Columbaris, it's been shown to be deliberate, systematic, not because they didn't have access to all the expertise in the world and not because software hasn't got better to make employers make it easy for them to pay people properly. It's because they're deliberately engaged in it. And so where it's a deliberate case of underpayments, absolutely it is theft. It is, you know, just as bad as stealing the tip jar.
Sydney University's John Buchanan is an expert on industrial relations. He agrees Australia needs tougher IR laws, but also points to a bigger labour market problem underpinning the underpayment of workers.
An attitude has emerged in Australia over the last 30 years where awards have become kind of discretionary guidelines. They're regarded as an annoyance. They're not regarded as something that should be respected.
The IR reform is currently underway in terms of the due diligence process. What's your message to Christian Porter, the Minister?
I think he should start with the labour market and labour market realities. And the deep labour market reality we have at the moment is unemployment slowly rising, but the more significant problem is entrenched underemployment. So you've got around one worker in six either out of work or looking for extra hours. Under those conditions, employers have immense power and many workers are quite timid and will not ask awkward questions. So if you work with that reality, you've really then got to say, well, maybe we've got to protect the workforce that's at the prey of unscrupulous employers.
Professor John Buchanan, David Taylor with that report. And the Fair Work Ombudsman is continuing to investigate the ABC over the alleged underpayment of as much as 2,500 casual employees. The ABC's annual report puts aside almost $23 million in potential repayments.